Welcome. My name is Gustavo Diego, and thank you for tuning in to the Falcon Nation Information Broadcast. In the next 30 minutes, we'll get you updated on everything happening here at Fulton High. Now, let's get rolling into the Falcon Nation Information Show.
You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show here on 91.1 FM. This is your show that keeps you updated on what's going on around Fulton. And first up, we've got some school announcements.
Students have a new opportunity to earn a dress down day every week. If the average daily attendance rate for the school is 85% or better from Wednesday to Tuesday, the entire school will earn a dress down day. Each of the following Wednesday, you must still be in Knox County dress code on those days. Please attend school regularly and only miss for true illness or emergencies. Encourage your friends to be here too. We are glad to report that our students have met their attendance goal for the last several weeks.
Fulton High School has another hard deadline for turning in work Friday. All makeup work should be completed by Friday. See your teachers for more information.
Seniors, the deadline to submit your portfolio and 20 hours of community service is the Monday after spring break, so make sure you get your stuff down so you can walk the stage at graduation.
Attention seniors, this is a reminder that your Class of 2020 Tennessee Promise mandatory meeting will be on Wednesday, March 25th, 2020 at 5:30 p.m. at Fulton High School in the auditorium. Sign-in will begin at 5:45 p.m., so please arrive no later than 5 p.m. to ensure time for sign-in. The meeting will last 1 hour, and seniors will be required to remain in attendance for the full duration of the meeting. It is mandatory for students to attend this meeting in order to remain eligible for Tennessee Promise.
The ACT week is coming soon on Monday, March 30th. Freshmen will take the pre-ACT on Tuesday, March 31st. Juniors will take the ACT. And on Thursday, April 2nd, sophomores will take the pre-ACT.
As we prepare for the ACT, all students will find more information on preparing for taking the ACT as well as the practice exam online. The link is on the Fulton High School webpage under our school academics tab. This is a great way to practice before the real ACT.
March is your lucky month in the library. All fines are half off during the month of March. Seniors, take advantage and get your debt taken care of for graduation.
The 5-on-5 student and teacher basketball tournament will be held Friday afternoon from 2 to 3:30. The cost to attend the game is $1.
We have a Tennessee Promise meeting update. It has been canceled, so make sure you check your emails and look for the link because you'll be watching a webinar. And prior to April 3rd, if you don't watch it, your Tennessee Promise will result in the loss of it. So make sure you go check your emails so you can get your Tennessee Promise and stuff.
The Falcon Brew is offering Irish Cream Cappuccinos and the Irish Cream Iced Coffee during the month of March.
If you're interested in joining the Fulton Color Guard for the upcoming fall 2020 season, they'll be having clinics every day after school for the week of March 30th through April 3rd from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the band room. No experience is necessary. We will teach you everything you need to know. Come hang out to learn to spin and have some fun. If you have any questions, talk to Mr. King, Mr. Miller, or Ms. Sparks.
Mark your calendars for May 1st when the 10th annual CTE Goes Live event will take place. Abby McNew will be representing. For more details, search for CTE Goes Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The Fulton High School Alumni Association will be unveiling a new Veterans Memorial in front of the school on Saturday, March 28th at 10 o'clock a.m. This memorial is to honor Fulton graduates who have died in the Vietnam War.
You can get more updates on everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, knoxcountyschools.org/FultonHS. You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We will be back in a moment.
All right, now I've actually got a one more announcement before we go. It's for the Skate for Zay Sunday, March 15th. Free skate. All kids are welcome. Elementary schools will have a slot from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Middle school will be at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And high school will be at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show here on 91.1. We've got Ms. Tarijuana with us here. Inde, what questions do you have?
I got a few questions. So like you said, I'm here with Ms. Tawana, who helps with college advising at Fulton High School. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well today, Inde. I'm very happy to be here on the show. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for coming. So how long have you been doing this college advising thing?
So I've been in my current position since October 2018. So I would say that's almost a year and a half.
So what do you think about it, and how well do you like it?
Yeah, so I work for AdviseTN, which is an agency that was developed by the Tennessee Higher Education Commission. And one of their values is that they believe every student has the potential to attend and thrive at post-secondary education. And I just love that because it aligns almost perfectly with my own personal values.
Right.
So, you know, I've always been drawn to higher education, academic excellence. So anytime I get a chance to work in that type of field, then I think that's one of the things I would like most.
So is this your first time doing it, or not necessarily first time, but is Fulton the first school you did this with?
Yeah, this is the first time I've become a college advisor officially with the school.
Okay, and can you let us know a little bit about how that feels, knowing that you came from Fulton to being able to help students that were in the position that you were a few years ago? How do you feel about that?
Man, it's very meaningful to me because, you know, like you said, I attended Fulton as a student myself. I graduated in 2008, and there have been a lot of changes since I was a student here. But the slogan has always been, you know, enter to learn, go forth to serve.
Right.
So to have walked the halls as a student myself and then have a full circle moment to be able to come back and now serve the students is something very special that's like kind of built into the walls, where you just feel like coming to Fulton is like coming home.
Right. So what do you think about Fulton as an environment?
It's amazing. You know, one of the things that I love about the environment at Fulton is that, you know, there's just this natural amount of support that, you know, you guys as students get and that we as staff get. And I think that is rare. You don't ever necessarily find that at every agency
right.
or every school. So just being able to collaborate with, you know, counselors, college access coaches, teachers, administrators, and just kind of having that family feel is really makes the environment a very positive one.
It is. Mm-hmm. Like, I know me, even as a student, sometimes I can just come in your office and you can just help me keep going and push through the day. So
yeah.
I appreciate you for that. So
yes.
Would you say that this is your dream job? And if it's not, what would you say your dream job is?
Yeah, so I have a personal mission statement, and part of that is to inspire others to live with purpose and character, and also to walk with students along their academic journeys. So, you know, like I said earlier, any chance I get to do that as a career, what I enjoy, and watching you guys develop from the beginning of, you know, the semester to the end of the school year and being there for you guys, in that sense, yes, I would say it is a dream job just because of how much I love it. But if we want to go a little deeper, I would say maybe becoming like a writer or a motivational speaker and taking those same passions that I apply here to another level, I would definitely say that would be me living the dream.
And I would totally support you if you did that.
Oh, thank you.
So what would you say is the best part of being like a college advising coach?
Oh man, there's so many things. When you say the best part, I think of like what has been the most rewarding in this position. And for me, is to hopefully have left some sort of positive, lasting impact on your guys' lives. Whenever you guys come in and maybe you're unsure about what you want to do after high school, or you do have a path, and, you know, watching you and be able to celebrate with you when you've completed an application or got accepted somewhere or figured out what it is that you want to do. And just being able to watch you guys achieve those goals and be able to be a part of that has been one of the best parts.
Now, what would you say would be the most challenging part of it?
Oh, yeah. Every job comes with its challenges.
Right.
And when you're working with a student population or people in general, everyone is different. So, you know, there's no one size fits all option for college advising. So just being able to be relevant for each student and to provide individualized support to each student and make sure that they are pursuing a path that is a best fit for them can sometimes present challenges, but it is definitely a good challenge to push through.
All right, now let's switch it up a little bit. Where'd you grow up?
Born and raised Knoxville.
So
been here my whole life.
Knoxville native, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about just traveling and going anywhere else, or you kind of like it here?
Well, to live, I have played around with the idea a little bit of moving around. One of my best hobbies is to travel.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like living, I haven't really pushed much thought towards that right now. So I'm kind of building a life here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of hopped into the next question. That was what I was going to ask you next. In your free time, what do you like to do / your hobbies?
Yeah, so earlier I mentioned my personal mission statement, and another part of that is to create lasting memories with the people who I love and enjoy spending time with. Mm-hmm. And come from a very close-knit family, and we are just used to doing things together and spending time together, creating memories. And so my hobbies kind of align with that as well. It includes, you know, spending time with friends and family, hosting events. Like I said earlier, traveling.
Right.
I've been to Haiti, Mexico, and a lot of U.S. states so far, something that I really do enjoy in writing.
So when you went over there to the countries that you named,
mm-hmm.
what do you think stuck with you the most?
Ooh. I think that it's important for us to get outside of our own bubbles, so to speak, because, you know, when you grow up somewhere for a long time, that's really, in a sense, all you know. So being able to go out and experience another culture, another way of living, and like just getting that exposure to have an open mind and open heart to try new things, going to those different countries definitely taught me that, and it stuck with me.
All right, well, that was pretty good to know. So how is your family, and do you have any kids, and if so, name and age?
My family is, like I said, I have a big family. Mm-hmm. They're doing really well. So my dad was a really big pillar in the Lonsdale community here in Knoxville. He is a family man, a man of God, and we just unexpectedly lost him 4 years ago. And so I think a lot of my family has just been, you know, sticking close together, being there for each other, and living life and continuing life the best way we know how with God. And, you know, I don't have any kids yet. It's just me and my husband, JB. Mm-hmm. He is originally from Haiti. He grew up in South Florida and came to Knoxville for college, and that's where we met. Between my siblings, I have two brothers, two sisters, and between them, I think I have like three nieces and four nephews. So we have a lot of excitement and a lot of joy around us. Everyone's doing well.
Well, shout out to JB. That's my man, you know. thank you, Ms. Tawana, for coming in here today and sitting with us and letting us know a little bit about you.
Thank you for having me, Nday.
No problem.
We are back here on the Falcon Nation Information Show here on 91.1, and I am here with Chris, Asian, DJ. How are you all doing?
I'm doing fine, you know.
Good. Oh, my God.
As usual. This is the last Falcon Nation Information before spring break, so I would appreciate it if everyone got what they wanted to say out now before everything ends, you know. So, Asian, you got anything important? You got anything important to say?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you have something important to say.
She lied.
Who was that?
No,
I'm
good. You lying. Don't lie.
All right. Oh, so you lied. What you got to say, Damien?
You have something important to say?
No, wait. Before I say anything, Damien, what you got to say? What you got to say, Damien?
What I got to say?
Yeah, what you got to say?
Y'all, me, it's time to party. Get out there.
All right, that's it. That's fun. Good to know, Damien. As for me, you know, this week is going to be a lot of recollecting. You know, it's going to be about me, you know, finding out what my true self is, you know. I'm going to go on a journey, right? I'm going to travel to the mountains, you know. I'm going to find out what it truly means to truly ascend, right? I'm just gonna.
You mean travel now?
I'm gonna come back, right? And I'm gonna be of not like spring break. Of I'm gonna be like the next like Jackie Chan, basically, when I come back, right? I'm gonna be like the epitome of every kung fu movie you've seen when I come back, right? And like, you know,
he
you
really know. Said Jackie Chan.
Yeah, man. Every kung fu actor out there, I will suppress in like every way possible when I come back, right? Like.
Wait, suppress or impress?
Suppress, as in I'm going to destroy them all right?
That would be interesting to see.
Anyway, let's go with the spring break for a second here. Aisha, you got any plans for this week?
No, actually I don't. I'm probably just going to be at home. Because you can't travel.
Oh, yeah.
So what, y'all just saying, Damien, what you doing? No, actually, I don't care what you're doing. What you going to tell me anyway, what you doing?
Okay, one thing, I got one word.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Sleep.
Yeah, catch up on some sleep because the time.
You need to catch up on that money is what you need to do. All right. Yeah, anyway,
I catch up.
Myself personally, I have the unfortunate decision to have to go upstate and meet some. Not unfortunate to meet family. It's unfortunate to have to travel.
Yeah, like, I was about to say you're traveling.
I have to go. No. I have to go from here to Michigan.
I know it, Chris. You're a hatchet of the New World Order. He's a fire one.
Shut up, Brandon. All right, I'm talking right now. All right, don't talk when adults are talking. Okay, can you do me that favor?
Oh, I need you.
When adults are talking, don't talk, Brandon. All right, you good? Anyway.
No.
Crickets.
Anyway, I have to go. It's a very long drive. I leave pretty much after school. Well, I leave on Saturday, so it's not that bad. But I leave on Saturday, and it's a straight drive. Like, we don't make a lot of stops just because, like, you know.
Where are you going? Kind of
people. I'm going to Michigan.
I thought you were going
to see some grandparents. It's a very long and throwing drive, and I'm traveling with multiple people. Like, the car itself was not really made for like more than five people. I'm traveling with six, so you know, it's a very uncomfortable ride. All right, and then when I get there, I'm all like cramped and whatnot. Like I just can't do it.
Do you get the middle?
No,
I get the worst seat, so I don't.
The middle, no, man. I gotta have a window. All right, I sit in the front seat anyway, so it doesn't matter to me.
Lucky.
I sit in the front seat, all right? Whatever happens in the back, happens in the back, all right? I'm just chilling in the front, right? Doesn't matter to me.
So your parents don't ever make you switch out or anything to give the other.
I am ginormous. If I sat in the back, they would not be able to use the rear view mirrors at all. Like, the mirrors in the back, I would just not be able to see, all right?
You sitting in the back seat.
Now, let's do a little bit of a little bit of a extra thing here, where we're gonna ask someone who's not the three of us what they're doing. And over here, I have my good friend Harbison over here. So Harbison, you have any plans for spring break? Anything? Oh wait, he's traveling over. He's gonna use.
I'm traveling over here to take your mic and say I do have some plans.
Oh, you this do. Is me.
Yep.
Oh, I can't hear myself. Well, what are your plans?
Sleep.
It's the lip. So what, you trying to make out with somebody or something? I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I think you could do something else, you know? Like, you know, use that tennis racket for something, you know, do some practicing. All right? You know? Hey, here's the thing about Harbison, right? This man, I'm always constantly telling him, you know, I'm pretty much his supervisor, you know, I have to tell him when to do things, right? He always comes in every day, you know, he's always slacking and whatnot. Yeah, I always have to scream it. I'm not gonna scream it right now because I don't want to hurt people's ears. You know, yeah, I have to do what everyone in here except for Brandon and Maze. Maze, these are the only two people I don't scream at. All right, everyone else I have to make sure that they stay on stay in shape. You know, so that's basically it. You know, but then it's like Harbison, he does it the worst, man. All right, you know, he's always saying that he's working, but then he's not. I come in there every day and he's always got this look in his eyes where I know he's so unproductive, right? He's almost like Damien, right? Damien just doesn't do anything. Damien doesn't do anything. Harbison, I don't even know if he knows what anything means, all right? Aisha, I don't know what Aisha does. She just comes in here, right? She just, I feel like, I thought for a minute she was like the, that she was, I don't even know what she, what do you even do?
I do my work. That's what I do, yeah.
What is your work?
Personal finance. Economics.
If it's personal finance, then where's my paycheck then? Where is my paycheck, right? You know, I've been working here for 30 years now, and I've not gotten a single paycheck at all, all right?
I need some insurance.
All right, Brandon, you don't need anything, all right? you don't need anything, okay? All right, Damien, he needs to, I don't know, go home, yeah, Damien. Why did I even bring you here? Like, all you do is slack off, right? Nah. Harbison? I don't know about Harbison either. Maze are just looking at me with, like, man, this guy's going on for so long now. What's the next segment again? What am I supposed to do next?
To go to the jokes.
I think it's the jokes.
The jokes. All right. Well, using the power within me, I will tell you three very, obviously, very good jokes, right? You know, clearly I am the greatest at telling jokes, right? Unless, actually, no, wait, hold on. I got an idea. Damien, do you have any jokes?
Oh boy, nah, I don't know.
He is the joke.
Damn,
they trying to roast him today.
I forgot, he is the joke, you know. You're always clowning around, so, you know, it doesn't make sense. I'm just trying something new, you know, because I'm always the one telling the jokes. Speaking of jokes, we've gotten a phone call from our good buddies at somewhere. please, I hope it's not a listener. Please, I hope it's not. Brandon, you got any
Y'all
jokes?
Y'all should call us.
No, I don't think I do. Not on the top of my head.
Are you sure, man? You know?
Well, you like, you sure?
Hey, man. Like, you know, I just want to know.
I was hoping you would say some jokes so I could say something afterwards.
All right. Well, here's one. I have one right here. Why does the phone always ring? You want to know why?
That's a sign, man.
Now, as I was saying before I was interrupted, all right, why do we tell actors to break a leg? You know, ever wonder why?
No. Yeah.
Well, that's why. Because the phone's always ringing, you know? And we don't want them to get to the phone.
We're so popular, that's why.
Anyway, we tell actors to break a leg because every play has a cast. All right, it kind of the joke was kind of ruined because, you know, the phone just really was like, I just kind of want to be in the
somebody's
middle of
trying
this.
To slide up in our DMs.
All right, here we go. Here's the perfect joke, right? Here it is. Yesterday, I saw this guy, right? And he spilled his Scrabble letters all over the road. You want to know what happened?
What?
Yeah, what happened?
I asked him, what's the word on the street?
No, what the heck? That one was...
You get that one? What's the word on the street?
That was a cheesy one. I ain't gonna lie.
Are you sure? Are you sure it was pretty cheesy? Because I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, here's the last one. All right, here's the last one. All right, the one to end it all. You guys hear about the new restaurant called Karma?
No.
Really?
Never heard.
Well, you probably haven't because there's no menu. You get what you deserve. You go
that
in there and everything.
That one was
like,
clever.
Okay, that was clever.
Those jokes were so bad, it sounded like it came from John Boy and Billy over at 103.5.
Now we're, okay, all of a sudden we're roasting different. Okay, no wonder they were calling. They were like, Brandon's got that. He had that joke cooked up, and they were like, no, Brandon, don't say it. All right,
that was just a joke too. We love them.
No, I mean, I don't even know the guy, so I can't even say anything. Right? I bet
they do a morning show.
Damien probably owes them money. Who knows?
Right? Nah.
All right, I looked at Damien's PayPal. He's been in the negative for like 2 years,
that's
right?
I don't even have a PayPal.
Bro, why do I keep getting, like, PayPal notifications from your email account, right?
Maybe it's a, wait, what?
Yeah, yo, you didn't know that, man, all right? Since I'm the boss around here, man, I know everyone's email account, all right? I even know Aisha's. This one's been in the positive for almost 3 years now, all right? $300,000, all right? Really? Hiding that away? Scholarship. You don't even need a scholarship. You have more than enough money. Harvesting over here. Don't even get me started on him. Right, this man's spending like this man. I just like look at his little thing. It's just a zero in the middle of the screen. It's a zero. Right, that's all it is. But nothing I think we'll just end this segment here because I've been going off for a bit too much. So, Brandon, if you could just cut me off, please. You know.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Shipper. And now here's Josh, Inde, and Harrison with sports.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing today?
I'm good.
You know, I got a football player and a tennis player in here. That's something new. You know, I know a few tennis players, but, you know, we got my man's Harrison in here today. How you doing, Harrison?
Actually, very good because we got a match today.
Y'all got a match today?
Yeah, today.
Where y'all play at? It's home?
Yeah, it's home.
Who y'all got?
I have no idea who is we playing, but we're going to win.
All right. So, can you tell me a little bit about tennis and, like, why you like it so much?
I mean, first, like, I just started this year to play tennis. Yeah. I didn't even know how to play before.
Right.
Well, I don't even know how to play either. But I'm just trying to learn about it. And it, like, it takes too much concentration to do it.
Right.
It's not like only hitting ball with a racket. You have to concentrate very much to do it. So that's what I like it about it. That I have to concentrate. That I have to be patient to know how to do it.
Right. And, you know, one thing, I've always wanted to play tennis just because – my whole life, I've kind of been in a team type game, and I've never been able to do anything solo. So, like, with tennis, you can't really blame nobody else but yourself. You know, if you lose a match, it's because you or because the dude across from you actually wanted it more. So, you know, that's why I've always wanted to play tennis. Josh, what you think?
I really ain't never got into tennis like that. I ain't never seen it like that. But I have watched a couple matches with Serena Williams and them go at it a couple times right. And her sister.
Everybody know them, the GOATs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have to add that you say, like, sometimes we play singles. That singles is, like, one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's doubles.
Doubles, right.
There will be two. There you can play your
with
team.
Your team.
But, I mean, it's not like blaming you. It's better to know, like, a mad of it because sometimes I know, like, a coach, she, mm-hmm. like, she was losing, like, 4-1. And then she get her, like, 4 and beat her and, like, and she get to six and win the match. Even that she was losing, like, she didn't, like, be like, okay, I already lose a lot of points, so I just got to give up. Like, you cannot give up of it because, like, you don't know how many, like, if you don't know if they got to, like, get tired or if they got to be, like, so confident of themselves, and then they will lose.
Right. So do you personally, do you like the one-on-one matchups or do you like teams better?
They're one-by-one.
You like the one-by-ones?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think I like that. Is it, have you played the Wii? You know, the Wii tennis growing up?
Yeah.
Is it different?
No. Like, yeah.
It's a lot different,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. But, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy right there because tennis, I know that's a lot of running to do.
True. It is.
You got to be in shape for it.
And you have to be, like, your reflex has to be very good because you don't know where the ball is coming, so you have to be, like, ready to move everywhere.
Yeah.
And so, you know, transitioning in the basketball, you know, the last time we were sitting in these seats, Fulton was traveling to Greenville, an elementary school somewhere in Greenville, and, you know, they were playing sub-state to get to Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Well, you know, things didn't go our way that night, you know. Greenville, they got a pretty good team, you know.
Yes.
I didn't personally go to the game, but I heard a lot about the game, and I heard they had one kid that was just on fire. I mean,
had a good night.
Really, the whole team had a good night from what I heard. Knocking threes everywhere. But how do you feel after looking back on the season? How do you feel Fulton basketball evolved this season?
I feel like Fulton had a good season this year. They had a long run.
Right.
It was a good long run. I also feel that they, like, their chemistry built it up because you can see from the start of the season to the end of the season, the chemistry got way, way better than way what better. It was from when they started.
I have to agree with you right there. And, you know, it's going to be tough for, you know, the guard, Edward Lacy. He was a senior, you know, been starting ever since he came to Fulton High School as a freshman. So it was kind of like him really, he put the team on his back and they came up short. So it's like now we going to see what he can do in college ball because, you know, he's not under Jody Wright no more. But I know he's going to take that Jody Wright, whatever Jody Wright taught him, he's going to take that on to the next level and just keep competing and competing. So, you know.
Yeah, we know that feeling too. We know the same feeling he had. Exactly, we had
how it. I feel, man.
It's tough.
I mean, it is a tough feeling.
Yeah.
It's real tough. Make you not want to eat. Make you want to crawl.
I mean, we got to become man and just move on in life.
Man up. It happens.
Yep. It's tough.
You can only play the game for so long. You never know when your last snap. Harrison, that's one thing I can tell you, being a senior, take every, I don't know what y'all call tennis, but, you know, in football, we call it every snap. So take every time that you out there in the court, play it like it's your last because you never know when it's going
to
be your last.
Yeah, that's what I like. Because yesterday, there was practice and, like, I kind of, in the beginning, it was like some players like want to challenge another ones, and there's some other that like only have to have one side and they have to practice in there.
Right.
But then I was like getting boring because it was slow. It was like just hitting the ball like to the sides and it was not that good. So what I did is like get to like in a wall and start to hit my, like, hitting the ball to the wall. And when you come back, like, doing more fast and more fast and more fast than I can. And then when I went to practice with one of them, I did very good. And I was like, okay, now I see the difference.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you got to treat it like it's your last.
Like
you know?
It's your last, because you never know.
Yeah. And speaking of last, you know, this coronavirus out.
Man, what it's making, we don't know when the last game go, when we go see the next game and none of that. Hockey, exactly. Basketball,
everything.
I mean, it's ridiculous, you know.
Man, it's crazy out here.
So what was you telling me a little bit about state? Or
all right, so earlier we had got some news that if you are trying to attend the state tournament, unless you're family or a close one, you have to get approved by the school, and the school has to send a list to the state tournament saying that you're allowed to come in the building and watch the game. Basically.
So basically, now the state tournament is going to be played in front of 20 people.
most likely. Yep. Around 20 to 50.
And the NBA gonna be played in front of no people because it ain't playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Rudy Gobert, man. He going in there just touching on everybody's stuff, drinking, going crazy. Now he got my boy Donovan Mitchell. He got him with the coronas. So yeah, it's like, man, I don't know what to do.
Tom Hanks got it too.
Tom Hanks got the corona?
Yep. And his wife was tested positive for it earlier.
Don't tell me that. Tom Hanks, that's my man. You watch any Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, a couple. I don't even know. I don't remember which one was it.
I like Castaway.
Yeah, I seen that before.
Captain Phillips, that might be my favorite. B, you watch any Tom Hanks?
Yeah. There's, of course, the big one, Forrest Gump. And
oh, yeah, Forrest Gump. I
remember that.
How could I forget about Forrest?
Then, of course, he had a new one recently out here where he's playing Mr. Rogers, A Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood.
I ain't seen that one yet.
Yeah, I ain't seen that one.
But he looks a lot like him.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, I hope him and his family stay, healthy and everything, because, you know, he getting older. And they saying the corona is hitting the older people real hard right now.
Right.
And the younger ones. So I hope that him and his family just stay healthy and live their life.
Really, I just wish blessings on everybody that got the virus or anybody that's soon to get it. I just hope everybody stays safe out here. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure you wash your hands.
Yeah.
You know, don't drink after people. Don't eat after people.
Stop dabbing people up.
Stop dabbing people up. When you in public and you got to cough, cover your mouth. You got to sneeze. Do what you got to do to make sure it's covered. You know, keep you some hand sanitizer with you or something.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison, you like the feeling when you sick?
No, nobody.
Yeah. Nobody like
that. They say that corona is like the flu on steroids.
Oh, man.
So I know it's something crucial.
You know how it feels when you got the flu. You can't even move for real.
Exactly.
With the corona.
Last time I had the flu, I had to take everything off my body. That's
man, I ain't never had the flu, but I just see people with it, and I know what it look like. So.
Man, that flu ain't nothing. It ain't nothing to play with, bro.
I believe it.
I remember I had the flu one time. I was in my room. And I got so hot, I just had to take everything off. I was in there steaming. It's like I would get hot, then I get cold. It was like my body was chilling.
You ain't know what to do.
Yeah, I ain't know what to do.
Man, that's
crazy. And I was coughing and everything, and it wasn't no joke. So I can only imagine what that corona like. Right. So
it will feel like very bad into your body. It will be like, because they say it's like hard to say.
Yeah, they say it's like somebody just standing on your chest and just pushing everything down, pushing all that weight down on your chest. So feel like you can't breathe. And
yeah, it's tough.
Know, man. I just pray that nobody I know get it. Really, I just pray it don't come around. But you know how it is in society today.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time now.
Exactly. Remember, last month, it was just over there.
Man.
And then it just...
Now spread automatically.
Got all the way over here to the
U.S. Yeah, for real. You can tell, from these 2 months, how this fast spread.
It's spreading fast.
Ridiculous, man. It's going too fast.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But, you know, we out for spring break next week. You know, they might extend it a little longer. We don't know.
That's the debate right now.
That is. Y'all think they're going to let us out?
I feel like if they're... All right, so say a case pop up in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely they going to extend it. Most definitely. But if nothing happens...
Well, it's a case in Knox County. We talking
it
about...
It is?
It is,
it
man.
Is.
We just confirmed.
Confirmed. So, yeah, then I believe it will get extended.
Just confirm.
If they confirm two or three more, they will cancel it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's already winning, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be as long,
mm-hmm.
but they'll extend it to a couple more days, I feel like. Probably till Wednesday, something like that. You know how Knox County is.
Yeah.
They stingy with us, man.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Do you want
to Knox County sign a little snow and they, cancel everything?
Listen, this is my deal right now. Corona is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Viruses are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua Jones don't want anything to do with them. That's all I got to say.
Don't want nothing to do with them either.
Exactly, man.
But yeah, that's going to wrap up the segment for today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, big thanks to Josh, Inde, Travis, Chris, DJ, Gustavo, Mr. Juana, Harrison, Gaspar, Tia, and of course, Mr. Mays. This show would not be possible without you all.
Shout out to Mays.
As you all said earlier, we've got spring break coming up, so next week we won't have any show next week. So be sure to tune in the Friday after that if we've got school then, of course. If they cancel it, then we'll have it. But if not, then we won't. But that will be the Friday of the 27th at 2:30. And all of us here at Falcon Radio wish you a great rest of the week and an even better weekend. Now back to the music.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.